Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Featured words are contrary and exquisite.
Oh, Saturday morning. Time to sleep in, watch cartoons, or reorganize your unicorn collection.
Clippity cloppity, clippity cloppity.
Isn't this fun, Bob? Well, that's certainly the contrary opinion. I'm having a ball. Okay, Mr. Hoof and Stuff, would you like to live on the bookshelf next to the beautiful Queen Rainbow Mane? Oh boy, I smell romance! Or you can live in the cabinet with the exquisite Archduke Wigglesnout. What do you say? What's that? What's that? Oh, that's a good choice.
I'm a winner!
Hey!
I was drinking my usual Saturday morning cranberry-tastic super cran cranolot, and underneath the cap it says I've won the grand prize! I get to be mayor for a day! Mayor for a day! Can you believe it?
Oh boy. We should probably tag along. Who knows what kind of trouble Dad can get into running the city? Come on, Bob. The unicorns will just... They'll just have to wait.
Later at City Hall. And so, I hereby declare that you, Mr. Tim Botsford, shall be the official mayor of the city for one full day starting now.
Mr. Mayor?
What?
What is it exactly that I'm supposed to, you know, do?
Just keep things running normally. If anyone asks for something, just give it to them. If it's reasonable. It has to be reasonable. And please, don't break anything.
Shouldn't be hard. Mayor for a day. Look at this. What? Oh. 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 Not my fault. Totally my fault, but not a big deal. I owe the city for one desktop click-clack thing. Off to a bad start.
Meanwhile, at the city marina, trouble is on the horizon.
Greetings, tiny peasant girl. I am Nokan, hailing from the distant land of Contraria, and that makes me Nokan the Contrarian!
I'm Violet from the city, which makes me, I guess, Violet from the city! Do you like my sandcastle? Isn't it tall?
Tall? No, short!
But it was so exquisite.
Exquisite? No! Ugly! No can! Now, I must locate the king of this land, for I plan to rule this kingdom!
I don't think we have a king, but we do have a mayor. He's that way.
Thank you. He's that way!
Oh, I can start anew.
Mayor for a day. Oh, this is too much fun. Next.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like there to be a bus stop outside of Taco Bonanza. I love tacos, but it's a long walk from my apartment, so...
That sounds like a reasonable request.
Okay. Congratulations, hungry citizen. You will get your bus stop.
Okay. How about free tacos for life? That's reasonable, right?
Hold on. Nope. Oh. On the contrary, my assistant informs me that that is not a reasonable request. You will have to pay for your tacos like everyone else. Who's next?
I would like more crosswalks on Main Street.
I don't even have to check on that one. Reasonable. Consider it done.
Hello. I think the city should give me lots of outrageous costumes for my cats, like diamond-studded kitty jumpsuits and little tiny kitten leg warmers for when it's cold outside.
Well, that sounds completely reasonable. Not reasonable. I'm sorry, but potentially very cute. Next. This is going great. I'm starting to get the hang of this whole mayor business.
This can't be good.
Ah, you, sitting on that throne. You must be the ruler of this kingdom. I am Nokan, the Contrarian.
Well, hello there. My name is Tim Botsford, and while I'm no king, I am the mayor of the city, just for today. Now, if you'd like to make a request or ask a question, you'll have to wait in line over there.
There? No. Here! Now, I am the mayor, the new ruler of the kingdom, and everyone shall do what I say!
Whoa! Actually, Mr. Contrarian, I was the grand prize winner of the Mayor for a Day contest. Hello! Now, if you had found the winning bottle cap, you'd be the mayor for a day. But that's not how it worked out. So, could you please put me down?
Down? No.
Up! Whoa!
No can!
Dad!
Whoa! Okay, now I'm stuck. But the view from up here is pretty nice. Ah!
Let's get him out of here.
Whew, good catch back there, Becky. Say, isn't this chandelier charming? So pretty and refined.
Some might say it's exquisite because it's super beautiful and excellent.
It is exquisite. I should probably fix it before the real mayor comes back. He told me not to break anything, and I've already broken a lot of things.
Hey, maybe the hardware store will have the parts you need.
Exquisite idea. I'll go right now.
Well, that was easy. Come on, Bob. We've got work to do. Word up!
Back in the mayor's office.
Now I am the mayor of this kingdom. What do you peasants want with me?
Well, since I guess you're the mayor now, I was wondering if you could help me with my electricity bill. I want it to be lower.
Lower? No, higher! Your bill is now $1,000,000! Pay me now!
$1,000,000? Oh, I am ruined.
Next!
Hello, Mr. Contrarian. I was wondering if we could have a few more stop signs along Oak Street.
More stop signs? No. Fewer! Better yet, you will have none! No stop signs anymore anywhere in my kingdom!
Oh, dear, but that won't be safe.
Safe? No. Dangerous! No can!
Dangerous? On the contrary, no can. I'm here to make sure the city is safe for all citizens, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
You want me to leave? No! No can stays!
Well, I asked you nicely, but I guess barbarians don't usually respond to nice. Attack! This guy's tough, Huggy. I can't figure out his weakness.
Our battle continues, angry pixie warrior.
For your information, the name's Word Girl, and you're so going to lose.
Lose? No, I will win.
I'm strong.
No, weak.
I'm fast.
No, slow.
I'm determined.
No, spineless.
Wait a minute. Every time I say something, you say the exact opposite. You always have a contrary opinion.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, that's exactly my point. You're being contrary. No matter what I say, you say the opposite. I said lose, and you said win. I said strong, and you said weak.
Less talking, more fighting!
Wait, hold on, Huggy. No matter what we ask Nokan the Contrarian to do, he's always going to be contrary and do the opposite. Let's let him win this fight. Just trust me. We give up!
I have defeated the angry pixie warrior and her lemur friend! Back to my castle! No care!
Word Girl, you let him get away!
Boo!
Yeah, poor form.
Don't worry, everybody. I've got an exquisite plan. Huzzah, 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 huzzah.
You're back! What do you want now, peasants?
Yes, I'd like you to raise my electricity bill. I'd like it to be higher. Much, much higher.
Higher? No! I will make it lower! 2 pennies a month forever!
Thank you, Nokan.
Hi again. I'd like there to be fewer stop signs on Oak Street so it will be more dangerous.
Fewer? No. More! Many more! And it won't be dangerous. It will be safe! Very safe!
Thank you, Nokan the Contrarian.
I would like very expensive tacos. Rarely?
Expensive tacos, but only rarely? No! I demand you have free tacos for life!
Nokan! Dude!
Watch this. Nokan the Contrarian, on behalf of the citizens of the city, I would like to ask you to stay here and be our king forever and ever.
Stay? No! Leave! Nokan!
Ugh, this guy just hates doors. Oh, thanks, but really, it was easy once I realized he was being so contrary all the time. All we had to do was ask for the opposite of what we wanted.
I'm back from the hardware store. Is Nokan the Contrarian gone?
The city's all yours.
Fantastic. Now, if I can just fix all this before the mayor gets back.
What is going on here? What happened to my desktop click-clack toy? And my exquisite chandelier?
If I told you an enormous warrior named Nokan the Contrarian came in, took over, and broke a lot of stuff, you'd believe me, wouldn't you?
No. On the contrary, I'd think you were making up a story.
He's telling the truth, Mr. Mayor, but the city is safe now. Nokan's gone, and all that's left to do is clean up the mess he made.
Well, I guess this room could use a few more doors.
And so, thanks to Word Girl, the city is safe from Nokan the Contrarian.
Come on, Huggy. We've got some unicorn cataloging to finish. I mean, crime to fight.
And Becky Botsford can get back to reorganizing her exquisite unicorn collection. Join us next time for another ordinary, boring episode of Word Girl.
Hey!
Just kidding. I was being contrary. I meant another incredibly exciting episode of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is crestfallen. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word.
I just forgot the definition.
Tommy!
A crestfallen is a battle that you lose.
No, that's not it.
Emily, do you know what crestfallen means?
Everyone seems so upset in the clips. I think crestfallen must mean sad and disappointed.
That's it. I knew it. I'm so...
crestfallen?
Congratulations, Emily. You are today's winner. Huggy, show her what she's won. An official Word Girl broom. Perfect for cleaning up the garage.
A broom? I thought it'd be an orangutan or a giant rainbow catcher. I'm really crestfallen.
I'm sorry, Emily. What if I threw in a dustpan?
Better, I guess.
That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word? Word Girl!
Listen for the words nemesis and badger.
One beautiful afternoon in the Botsford backyard.
I have to say, Becky, out of all the competitions we've been in lately, and let's face it, there've been a lot, this building a birdhouse competition has got to be my favorite. Why, just look at these rules! So well laid out, so informative, so restricting, everything that a set of rules should be. Yay, rules!
Wow, you really love this contest.
Yeah, okay, I'm thinking we should do traditional colonial.
Man, why do you bank guys always hit the alarm when I come in?
But you said this is a robbery.
Listen, Dad, on second thought, this plan looks perfect. In fact, Bob and I have to go get supplies for an idea I have to make it even better.
Ooh, what is it?
I want it to be a surprise. Go ahead and start building without us. Come on, Bob.
Not to worry, my bird friend. I will build it and you will come.
Aw, come on! You're going slow on purpose!
Now, why would I do that?
So I'll get caught!
Nonsense. I'm no hero.
Whoops. Butterfingers.
Well, if it isn't my old nemesis word girl.
Ugh, it hurts.
All right, which word did I get wrong?
Take a guess.
Well, if it isn't my old nemesis. Nemesis?
You got it. The actual word is nemesis.
Oh, nemesis-nesis.
Nemesis. You know, let's just have our battle now. We'll try again later.
All right, have it your way. Order house pile driver!
Now it's my turn.
The old mashed potato skidoo!
Uh-oh. Were those, mashed potatoes? Oh, boy. Hi, Pop.
Pop?
That's right. Say hello to Kid Potato.
Hello.
So what's with the getup? What are you supposed to be?
The butcher?
Where's your mask?
I don't like them. They make my face itch.
No mask? What kind of villain doesn't wear a mask? Here. I brought you one from home.
No, I don't want to.
Yeah, take it.
No.
Take it.
No. Pop, stop badgering me.
Kids, they know everything.
Oh, tell me about it.
Look, Pop, can we talk about this later? Kind of in the middle of something here?
Yeah, hello.
Sure. You don't have time to talk to your father, who's come all the way out here to see you.
Aw, oh, Pop.
No. I mean, to me, it didn't look like you were doing so hot. Or what I know, huh? I'm just an old man with a potato on his chest, right?
Aw, oh, Pop, come on. Not now, in front of my...
Nemesis.
Yeah, she's my nemesis. Other than the fact that we fight each other, we get along pretty good.
Pretty well.
Right, pretty well.
I don't believe this. Getting along with a superhero... Come on, let's go.
But Pop...
I said let's go.
Fine.
The old 23 Spud Skidoo!
Out the fire! Oh, hey, listen. Sorry about my Pop. He could be a little...
Junior!
Yeah, all right, Pop! Sorry, again. See you later.
Good luck. Man, potatoes make a mess.
This is what you left your home and your family behind for?
Oh, Pop, come on.
Forget it. I didn't come here to bother you. I came because, well, I guess I always dreamed that when you got older, you and I would rob stuff together. Be a real criminal duo. I even had a name picked out for us. Are you ready? Meat and Potatoes. Notice I put your name first.
Oh, Pop, that's nice. I'm really touched.
And I have to say, after seeing your performance today, it looks like I came in the nick of time. You really stink.
Yeah, not so touched anymore.
What do you say, son? Be the meat of my potatoes? Yes or no?
Well, it's not that easy, see?
Yes or no?
Quit badgering me!
Badgering?
Yeah, it means to pester and nag me. To ask me again and again to do something.
Where'd you learn that?
From Word Girl.
That's it. It's worse than I thought. You need my help, son.
Yeah, Pop, I don't...
It's settled then. We're a team, father and son. Meat and potatoes.
Pop, I don't... Oh! Okay.
At the Botsford house.
Ick.
Becky, Bob, I'm so excited to see what you've got.
Got? Right, the birdhouse. Yes. Well, Dad, we didn't really get any materials, but I did walk around with Bob, and we came up with a ton of ideas.
Fantastic. I always say ideas are the construction materials of the mind. So what you got? Lay it on me.
Right now? You want to know what my ideas are right now?
Yeah, fire away.
Oh, okay. Well, Bob, a little help? Oh, a man with a pointed head looking at the sun through his fingers. What?
I love it. It's original, and originality is one of the grading categories.
That's the jewelry store.
Dad, Bob and I have to
Run out and get materials so we can start building the pointy-headed man looking at the sun through his fingers?
Yeah.
Hurry back, hun. I can't wait to show you the bird-sized pool table in the game room.
Right. Thanks, Dad. Come on, Bob.
Oh, hey there, buddy. Almost finished. Ooh. Hey, everybody.
So, you're who now?
He's meat and I'm potatoes. Together, we're meat and potatoes. You heard it here first.
I'm so honored.
You should be. This is our first robbery ever. One day you'll be able to tell your grandkids that you were here.
Highly unlikely.
Come on, stand up straight. We're making history here and you're slouching.
This is my natural posture, right?
Since when?
Hold it right there, butcher and, kid potato.
My son here is no longer the butcher.
He's not? You're not?
Yeah, well, actually.
No, he's not. He's with me now. Together, we're meat and potatoes. He's no longer some pushover you could just defeat and take to jail over and over and over. And...
Yeah, all right, Pop, we get the idea.
But not anymore, Missy.
All right, that's it. Pop, enough. I'm not going to let you badger me into doing something I don't want to do.
Hey, you used the word badger. Nice.
Yeah, thanks, but I'm on a roll here.
Right, sorry.
Look, I'm not moving back with you, and I'm not joining you. Meat and potatoes is your dream, Pop, not mine.
Well, doesn't that just beat all? Where's the gratitude, I ask you? Where's the sense of family?
Look, that guilt trip's not gonna work anymore, Pop. You can't badger me, you hear?
Just in case it hasn't been defined yet, badger means
I defined it before!
Oh, you did? Okay. It means to pester someone.
You're the pest.
Hey, that's it. You're going down. Sorry, but you too, Butcher.
Oh, yeah? Well, not this time, you hear? I don't need to be badgered about this, and I don't need to join meat and potatoes, because I'm your greatest nemesis, you hear? Me, the Butcher! Kill Boss the Crusher!
Potato Pie Pal!
Go!
My sciatic. Boss, hard to get out of.
Yeah, Pop? You mean it?
You see me moving? Listen, son, it may not always seem like it, but I'm really proud of you.
You are?
Sure. I just wish I got to see you a little more.
Oh, Pop, why didn't you just say so?
Well, I don't like to badger you.
Huh.
Well, looks like you two will be spending some quality time together after all. In prison!
Actually, that'll be kind of nice.
I'm not touching that one.
So, this is gonna be great. You and I could be cellmates.
That'd be great, Pop.
And so, once again...
Hold on! What about the whole birdhouse story?
Oh, right. And all the excitement, I kind of forgot.
We'll have to hustle home before my dad gets suspicious. I'll just have to think up an excuse.
Yeah. Well, that worked out well the last time.
Quiet, you. Word up! Dad, sorry I'm... Whoa.
Yeah, not to badger you, honey, but do you have those building materials so we can finish this thing? Frankly, I'm starting to get a little nervous.
Yeah. Well, Dad, actually, I...
Hey, where's Bob?
Bob! Right. Oh, boy.
Oh, there he is. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
So now, Becky, what were you saying about those building materials?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, we were...
That's perfect. Great idea, guys. My house, although stately, was missing that down-home birdie touch.
Right! That's just what we thought.
Well, go ahead. Finish her off.
Okay. Wow.
Wow is right. Looks like it's a hit. Great job, honey.
Thanks, Dad, for being so supportive. You're no kid potato.
Oh, thanks, honey. Kid Potato?
Long story.
And so, once again, Word Girl and Huggy defeat their nemesis, the Butcher. And for the first time, they defeat his badgering dad, Kid Potato.
Whoa, that's a lot of birds.
Yeah.
Join us again next time for another scintillating episode of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Emily, you correctly defined the word crestfallen. Ready to play the bonus round?
Sure am, Mr. Handsome.
Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for crestfallen. Give it a shot, Emily.
Crestfallen means to be sad and disappointed. I think it's number two. Huggy definitely looks crestfallen.
That's correct, which means you're our bonus round winner. Show her what she's won, Huggy. It was the world's biggest bottle of bubbles. Well, that's our show. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is orange because it's my favorite color. I mean, like, I have orange sneakers, I have orange posters at school, I have orange binders and books, I have orange shorts at my house. Like, there's just too many things. I can't even explain them all.
My favorite word is... harmonica, because I have one and I love to play it.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what grimace means. That's right. Grimace is the kind of face you make when something hurts. Congratulations, Huggy.